By now, both teams had finished their ring-entering ceremonies. Two more special ceremonies followed, one for each of the two yokozuna. A yokozuna is the very highest rank in sumo, just like Mameha's position in Gion, as Nobu explained it to me. I had no reason to doubt him. But if Mameha ever took half as much time entering a party as these yokozuna took entering the ring, she'd certainly never be invited back. The second of the two was short and had a most remarkable face, not at all flabby but chiseled like stone, and with a jaw that made me think of the squared front end of a fishing boat. The audience cheered him so loudly I covered my ears. His name was Miyagiyama, and if you know sumo at all, you'll understand why they cheered as they did. "He is the greatest wrestler I have ever seen," Nobu told me. Just before the bouts were ready to begin, the announcer listed the winners' prizes. One was a considerable sum of cash offered by Nobu Toshikazu, president of the Iwamura Electric Company. Nobu seemed very annoyed when he heard this and said, "What a fool. The money isn't from me. It's from Iwamura Electric. I apologize, Chairman. I'll call someone over to have the announcer correct his mistake." "There's no mistake, Nobu. Considering the great debt I owe you, it's the least I can do." "The chairman is too generous," Nobu said. "I'm very grateful." And with this, he passed a sake cup to the chairman and filled it, and the two of them drank together. When the first wrestlers entered the ring, I expected the bout to begin right away. Instead, they spent 5 minutes or more tossing salt on the mound and squatting in order to tip their bodies to one side and raise a leg high in the air before slamming it down. From time to time, they crouched, glowering into each other's eyes, but just when I thought they were going to charge, one would stand and stroll away to scoop up another handful of salt. Finally, when I wasn't expecting it, it happened. They slammed into each other, grabbing at loincloths, but within an instant, one had shoved the other off balance and the match was over. The audience clapped and shouted, but Nobu just shook his head and said, "Poor technique." During the bouts that followed, I often felt that one ear was linked to my mind and the other to my heart, because on one side I listened to what Nobu told me, and much of it was interesting, but the sound of the chairman's voice on the other side as he went on talking with Mameha always distracted me. An hour or more passed, and then the movement of a brilliant color in Owajiumi's section caught my eye. It was an orange silk flower swaying in a woman's hair as she took her place on her knees. At first, I thought it was Corinne and that she had changed her kimono, but then I saw it wasn't Corinne at all. It was Hatsumomo.